Help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. They speak vanity of every one with his neighbor. With flattering lips and with a double heart do they speak. The Lord shall cut off all flattering lips, and the tongue that speaketh proudeth things. Who have said, with our tongue will we prevail? Our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, now will I rise, says the Lord. I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in the furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord, thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever and ever. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. Almighty Father, my God, I kneel. Grant that all conspiracies against me may be set at naught. Turn away from me all danger and injury, and thine is the kingdom and the power. Amen. Selah.
Hey, yo, I drop a bag on the rolls with the temp tags. My niggas lock scamming money out they pen pals. I know a bitch busted open in the club, introduce you to the plug, 10 plates for like 10 cash. I got a call, told me meet me in the back streets. Got out the Jeep just to fuck him in the backseat. I'm not impressed, I said yo, the D now we hit my niggas up, I got him robbed in that ass beat. Tell him that he had the chance of a lifetime. Who wanna be a millionaire? I'm your lifeline. These bitches always checking for me like a night sign. Niggas always fronting when they only take some light time.
Beep, 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 is that bleep? Is that you talking to me? Is that deep? If I don't even know you exist, is that beef? When niggas get their jaw broke, is that teeth?
Murder, 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 murder. Mm. Murder, 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 murder.
Welcome to 2024. Welcome to the Hood Prophetess Podcast. Now, just an FYI, just in case you are not aware, you have not heard me, this is your first time listening to me, coming across me, I'm just here to let you motherfucking know right now that I am very vulgar. I am very vulgar. This is not a podcast that if you have molasses in your ass, you will not like what I'm talking about or whatever. So I am one of a kind. My name is Odon. There will never be another person in this world like me. And I am who the fuck I am. So those of you who do listen to me have been listening to me and been wondering where the fuck you been at, ho. Where I've been, which I really don't have to give you any excuse or anything like that. There isn't any excuse. I just been where the fuck I've been. I live a real motherfucking life. What is this playing in the background? I'm trying to put on... See, this is what happens when I don't... I don't even remember what I used to play in my background. Hold on. Here we go. So, there really isn't an excuse for where I've been at. I live a real life. You know what I'm saying? I do real things. I have real goals and aspirations. And I do real shit outside of the internet. The internet and the ethernet and this cyberspace that you motherfuckers live in is not real. People live real lives, you know what I'm saying? And I feel that when people are always posting and talking about what they're going to do and half the time they're really not doing shit. And I just don't really believe what's in front of me. I'm one of those people who don't believe what's in front of me. I don't believe what the fuck you're presenting to me. I don't believe it. I always look at the undertones of the situation, what is happening with everybody that I encounter. I don't judge any book by its cover. So I just been living my life. Like, I haven't felt the need to get on here. It's not that I haven't had anything to talk about. I have so much to talk about. I just don't feel like getting on here. And it's just, I don't make the time to get on here and make it a priority or anything like that. This is something that I do with the spirit of Lauryn Hill. If I don't feel right, the energies is not right, I'm not gonna get on here and do it. And also, I have to protect myself. You know, when you become accessible or easily accessible to certain people through the internet, they start to believe that they are really having some type of interaction or dialogue with you, or that they fucking know you. You feel what I'm saying? And then they start to really just think that you're doing things because of them or for them. And they just take things too personal. And that's what's wrong with people in today's society is that when we are looking at people that we don't fucking know, listening to them, whatever, encountering an experience with somebody that we don't know, we tend to take things also personally and then come up with all of these narratives and poetic fucking poetic theories and think pieces about this person and the way that they are and how you can relate to them and all of these things. And I don't give a fuck whether your criticism is good or bad. I truly don't give a fuck. And I had to really show some people that I don't give a fuck if you listen to me or not. Because I don't have to get on here. I get on here when I want to. I do what the fuck I want to. And that's just real shit. People, you know, really be thinking that I didn't like your podcast at first or whatever. I did this. Bitch, I don't give a damn. You could have kept that shit to yourself. I don't give a fuck if you like it, if you didn't like it, and now you like it. I don't give a fuck about what. What the fuck is what? I don't give a fuck. I don't give a damn. I really don't. I don't. And it's just like, you know, because I know I when I talk real shit. When I talk real shit, and there's only the way that I talk shit, it's very rare from somebody that has the type of knowledge that I have to really talk that shit and really say some real shit that's gonna make you think and make it resonate and be relatable to you. Not a lot of people can do that. They really can't. They want to, they try to, and they just can't. They can't. So, I know that I'm a jewel dropper and a hard code gem. I am a motherfucking gemstone in this matrix. And, I come when I want to come. I deal the way I want to deal. And, I've had a lot of things going on in my life. You know, from, I don't know, when was the last post I did? Was it in 2022? Okay. And I'm going to be telling you guys about some things or whatever. And I'm sure that you guys have been living your lives as well, because I don't know you motherfuckers. And I'm sure that outside of you sending me emails and whatnot, that you are going through real stuff and dealing with real stuff. So I want to just, you know, kind of just go about the energies, and things that I have been peeping, and
it's crazy because I have recorded other episodes, but it's just way too late for me because the topics that I'm talking about are just, they're so old. They're not even really relevant. But I should have did that Jada Pinkett one, because everything that I said about Jada Pinkett has come to pass. That bitch is a gutter snipe, and she did not fool me. She did not fool me at all. Okay, when it came to the slap that happened with Will Smith, she did not fool me. And she had a lot of you dumb ass motherfuckers fooled. She had y'all fooled. She did. But she did not have me fooled, because I know a Virgo when I see a Virgo. I know a Virgo when I see a Virgo. Okay, let me tell you something. My mama is a Virgo. She is Virgo down. She has a stellium in Virgo. She is Virgo the fuck down. Her tarot cards for her birth year is the Hermit card, which is a Virgo. Her life path number is the number 9, which is a Virgo. She is a Virgo to the T, bitch. And I know that when the way that she looked at Will Smith and looked at the situation, how she, her face didn't budge when he did that, I knew that she was a gutter snipe. I knew that she was a Virgo and a gutter snipe, because a lot of Virgos, okay, so there's two types of Virgos. There's Jada Pinkett, okay, that's almost like a succubus, a man eater. They eat everyone alive, everyone in their vicinity, they eat alive. They can become very militant, overbearing. They're just like, you know, they're just too much. It's just like, girl, shut up. They can leave a bad taste in your mouth. Very distasteful. You're doing too much. You're doing too much. That's one side. Then there's another side where there's Beyonce. They have an angelic air about them. They seem like they try to keep the peace. They try to keep a certain image or a positive outlook on life, or try to be optimistic. They're just more very diligent in their work and whatever that they, you know, choose to, whatever their interests are, whatever. They are both center focused. They are both goal oriented and center focused, but they do it. Beyonce is an elevated Virgo. Jada is an unelevated Virgo. And Jada is a lot of, I wouldn't say a lot. I would say some Virgos that I encountered have been narcissistic. And they do this thing. They have a, what is that? They have a bottom bitch attitude. Bottom bitch attitude is, I'm not going to stay long on this because this conversation is old, but I just want to talk about the energies and how y'all need to be able to discern what the fuck people are doing. If you want to be a tarot reader or someone who is psychic or whatever, if you feel that you have those gifts, if you cannot read situations and people as they are and foretell by looking at a situation, not pulling cards, not doing this, whatever, whatever. If you cannot see in a moment's notice what the fuck spirit people are operating in, you don't have it. You probably never gonna have it either. A lot of y'all are grown as fuck listening to me or whatever. You're probably not gonna have it. You don't have it. You feel what I'm saying? You may have some type of, you know, everybody has intuition, blah, 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 blah. Well, I don't believe that shit either. A lot of people say that, like, oh, everyone has it. No, they don't. There are people who literally don't have an intuition. They don't have an inner dialogue. They literally don't have a voice that talks to them in their mind. So if the, okay, because y'all know how I am. I start going, I go. So rounding it out, everything that you needed to know about Jada Pinkett as a woman, you are able to see in that millisecond of before the slap, the facial expression she did when Chris was talking to her, was, you know, making a joke about her, the face that she did, blah, 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 blah. Secondly, once Will, whatever she did triggered him, you feel me? It triggered him to go into a, she triggered something in his mental. It was almost like a programming. She triggered something in his mental, boom. He gets up, he reacts, whatever. He forgets where the fuck he at, he forgets what's what, he reacts, boom. When she does it, you don't see anything on her face. You don't see satisfaction. You don't see shock. You don't see anger. You don't see confusion. You don't see anything. Her face is blank. That tells you everything that you need to know. She's a bottom bitch. That means no matter what you do, whether you're trying to impress her, whether you're trying to, whatever that you're trying to do in front of her, you can kill somebody in front of her. Jada Pinkett will keep that same face. You can slap a bitch in front of her, she'll keep that same face. You can cuss your mama out in front of her, she'll keep that same face. You can do this and that in front of her. You know what I'm saying? You can be a total, you could be a total ingrate. What is that? Degenerate. That's what I'm trying to say. Degenerate. You could be a total degenerate in front of her, and she will keep that same. She will keep that same face. She's a bottom feeder, bottom bitch, gutter snipe. Bitch, she don't love nobody. She don't love Will. She don't love his kids. She don't love anything. She never wanted to be married. She don't love that man. She is keeping him in an entanglement and an entrapment by continuing to stay married to him, talking about bad marriage for life. Who would ever in their life want to be in a bad marriage for life? Who would want that? A bottom bitch got a snipe. They don't care. That's just like a pimp can beat your ass, put you out in the snow with no fucking shoes on, tell you on your, after you just had a motherfucking miscarriage with your goddamn, your panty still bloody, to tell your ass to get up on that motherfucking corner and make me my money, bitch, and you better be home by 3 a.m. And she gonna do it with that same look on her dumb ass face. Cause she's a gutter snipe, bottom bitch, bottom feeder ass hoe. And she don't love nobody. Her mindset is not the way that we think is not the way Jada Pinkett think. That is the same thing with Krishan in Blueface. The reason why we don't understand that dynamic. And now we seeing Jaden Alexis, whatever that bitch name is, Jaden Alexis hanging out with Krishan and whoop whoop whoop. And I bet you Krishan is eating Jaden's pussy. Right? The reason why we don't understand that is because that is the ism. That is pimpism. Pimpism. That's a bottom feeder, bottom bitch, gutter snipe. that is what Krishan is. No matter how much you want the best for her, it's something that is detached. They look detached in the face. Don't they look retarded when you actually look at them? When you look at Jada Pinkett, don't she start looking retarded to you? Like, what the fuck is wrong with this bitch? Something is off with her in her face. What is wrong with you? And they just love to get in front of the camera. One thing about Virgos, they do like to fucking talk. But then you have the Pisces, who is Krishan. Flip mode. And she just, and I knew she was a water. I'm like, she has to be a water, like dominant water, because all of this crying that she's doing, and she's always talking in a whiny ass voice. She remind me of this bitch that was a Taurus or whatever, that all she used to do was fucking whine. This is what Krishan is. That is the pimpism. That is the ism. These are bitches. These are hood rat bitches. These are hood rat bitches. They do not think the way the average woman or normal woman or, you know what I'm saying, would think. These are bitches that seen things, have been put in predicaments where they had to check the fuck out in order to survive. They had to check out sexually in order to survive. I don't think you guys get that. There's a lot of times that we have to check out or whatever, dissociate in order to survive. They had to check out sexually in order to survive. So when it comes to the opposite sex, there is a detachment. But then they have this loyalty. It's crazy. It's so weird. It's so strange. But it's not something that the average person would understand, because it is a ism. It is a way of life. It's just the way they believe things should be for them. We are the squares. Now, I am the hood prophetess, but I ain't never been that bitch. I ain't never been that bitch. Now, I had a boyfriend who did the pimping. I ain't never had to do no shit like that. And he had the hoes come to the house. I had to give them something to eat. Let them lay their head down and send them back on. But I never, never was involved with like what they was fucking doing out there or keeping track or nothing like that. Like I wasn't, that was just whatever the fuck, you know what I'm saying? Just being kind of like, you know, whatever. It wasn't the same thing. It wasn't, like, for real. So, you know, I just would look at them like, you bitches are stupid. Y'all really giving this nigga your money? And I just, you know, kept all my money to myself. I had a regular job, kept all my money to myself. And, you know, whatever. Just was benefiting off of, like, okay, whatever. I guess. But keep me out of it. Keep me the fuck out of it. Okay. So then we hear, okay, about who is this bitch? Krishan and Offset. Okay, we hear about Krishan and Offset. Okay. All right. Now, what is that telling you? Has Krishan taken the place of Black China, where Black China was in the industry? Now she's a redeemed whore, a reformed prostitute and escort and whore and gutter snipe, hood rat bottom bitch. She's now a reformed, redeemed, atoned for her sins, an atoned whore. Is Krishan taking the place of what Black China was? Because remember when Rob Kardashian came out and was talking about how Black China been in all these celebrity couples' beds, including T.I. and Tiny, and that she was getting paid? Because why are these people relevant? They don't have no talent. They're just, they don't have anything. They're not in movies. They're not even on a fucking Tubi movie. They're not doing nothing with themselves but being on the internet. That's all they're doing, being on the internet. They don't even have a YouTube channel. Krishan don't even have a YouTube channel. It's like, why are you popular? Why are you famous? I don't hear the music. We don't see you performing. We don't see nothing. We don't know, not a motherfucking song. Nobody can name a Krishan song, a song by Krishan. Nobody can name one. So what are you doing in the industry? And all of a sudden you have made it to Diddy House? Oops. Rewind that back. And I remember we all looked like, oh, this is a good look for her. We was like, oh, she made it to Diddy House. Oh, okay. Well, I bet you now we all kind of, y'all all looking at that shit, you know, like Mr. Krabs in that meme when he looking back and forth, like in a daze, like, bitch, what? Because is she an industry whore? And she's getting slutted out for money? And she's buying, like, what the fuck? She just buy a $1 million home or some shit like that? This bitch has a mansion? What does she do? How much? I know her being on Bad Girls Club or whatever that show is. That's not, because the thing about it is, the other girls are not getting what Krishan is getting. They still in an apartment. They still in low income housing. So when Blueface is talking about how Krishan fucked Offset at Cardi B's house, I believe him. At 4 a.m., I believe him. Because who the fuck is Krishan? I don't put nothing past that bitch. She is a hoe. She is a hood rat. She's a hood rat. She reminds me of, I used to have a group home. She reminds me of her and Summer Walker, Sexy Red. They remind me of the Foster Girls that used to be in there. They all remind me, like, they're all like the same person. You want the best for them, but that's just what they is. That's just what it is. That's the card they dealt. Like, that's the way they check the fuck out. They living, but they not alive. I talked about this too long. This was supposed to be an intro. And I want to go back because Christmas just passed, okay? Christmas just passed. And I woke up Christmas morning and I told myself, I want to watch a movie, okay? And I told myself that, I want to watch The Exorcist. The Exorcist, the new one, The Believer. I watch scary movies all the time by myself. I'm telling, when I go to Haiti and just being in Haiti and stuff, coming back and being a part of the rituals and ceremonies that I've been a part of, it's kind of difficult for me to be afraid of things on the internet because, hold on, let me get some water. Because when you see shit for real, and shit is really in your face, when you see things that are fucking crazy, you know what I'm saying, that to the mundane and lame person, that would be fucking insane, crazy, devilment, bewitchery, possession, whatever, demonic. When you are seeing that shit in your motherfucking face, and partaking in it, when you are watching stuff like that, you kind of, you are able to look, for me, I'm going to just talk about me. From my experience, I am able to look head on. At first, I couldn't look head on into stuff like that. I don't know. Now, I don't understand why the fuck I was so, what was I so scared of? I don't know. But there was something that shifted with me. The shift happened probably my second time going to Haiti. I really started to see a change within myself on my fears, what I fear in life, things that scare me or creep me out and stuff like that. It's pretty hard to creep me out. There is stuff that is creepy, but, to me or whatever, but you know, with certain TV shows or movies and stuff like that, it's a little bit, you know, it's a little bit harder. So I woke up on Christmas morning and I watched The Exorcist. And the reason why I watched The Exorcist is because it is a Christian movie. Okay. It is a movie about God and the power of God and the power of Jesus. It is talking about life and death and resurrection. Okay. And a lot of you guys fail to understand what's in front of you. And that's what I mean by looking at it head on and understanding what is being presented to me. This is the Bible. This is the work of the Lord. This is the truth. This is supposed to set you free. See, the reason why the reason why you motherfuckers don't get nowhere with your hopes and your dreams and all these things, because y'all don't understand spirit world. You guys don't understand God in all his aspects. The evil of God, the blessings of God, the wrath of God, the anger of God. Y'all only want to see one face of God. And that's why y'all don't understand when y'all going through a trial or tribulations and when shit is fucked up. Y'all don't understand it. It's overbearing. It's overbearing. And you guys can't, it take y'all longer to come out of a trial because you don't understand this aspect of God and the spirit realm. Now, not every time you're in a predicament, it's God's fault. Now, what if there was a spirit being sent to your motherfucking ass? What if you did something that now there's a motherfucking spirit on your goddamn ass and it got you fucked up? There are spirits roaming to and fro. And if you fucking read your Bibles, just like Satan was going back and forth on the earth by his lonesome, going back and forth to and fro upon the earth like a roaring lion, looking to feast, looking to see who he can devour. These are how some spirits on earth operate. This literally means that you can walk into a spirit. A spirit can spot you while you're walking or doing your daily activities, going grocery shopping, visiting somebody in the hospital, while you're doing good things, bad things, whatever. They can spot you and choose to attach themselves to you. Granted, there will be an allowance. Somehow they have to have some type of allowance where they can attach themselves to you. Some spirits even though they cause a lot of pain, they are so minuscule. You should be able to take care of them. You should be able to identify and take care of them swiftly and remove them swiftly by yourself. And that's why some spirits are allowed. Some of them are allowed because they're so simple. It's a simple spirit. It's a dumb spirit. Take care of it. Get the fuck rid of it. Identify it. Discern it. Subjugate it. Get rid of it. Now, in the movie, let's talk about, you know, it starts off with a woman. I guess her husband, he does like art stuff, whatever. He's taking pictures of Haitians doing Haitian things, occultic things. And I'm sorry, something just walked past. So they are, like him and his wife are in Haiti, and they're in Haiti during the huge earthquake that Haiti had, the first one, when it was like, well, I think it was like 7 point something, and it, you know, a lot of people were homeless, a lot of people were, died from that, excuse me, and, a lot of people starved out there. Whew. And so, this woman went to a voodoo saint. The wife, she had went to a voodoo saint. She was pregnant. She was close to being due. Either she was due, she probably was about 8 or 9 months. But she was, I don't even know what she was doing out there. Like, she was ready to have the baby. So, you know, she ended up being a sacrifice for her daughter within the earthquake. You know, she didn't make it. She got injured in the earthquake. But there was protection that was placed on her because the wife went to go see a mambo, which is a Haitian voodoo priestess. Who has been basically anointed, has been through the certain ceremonies and rites that are needed to become that title. And they are trained as such. And they put Izili Frida over the child. So I'm not sure if, you know, because it's not really showing everything. So I'm not sure if the child already has Azili Frida with her. And to be honest, like really looking at that, that child may have some. Of course, they're black. So Azili Frida is from Dahomey, which is Africa, or modern day Benin. So she may have some roots that trace back to like Dahomey, or she might be Haitian. But yeah, for Azealia Frida, like she's a certain particular Loa that you probably wouldn't call for that kind of thing. You wouldn't call, but she'll like come up, like if she's already with you for that kind of, like for protection. So for me, I just feel that. Now, maybe I'm looking at it too literal, but if Azealia Frida, like, she just wouldn't be the Loa that you would call for that. So, I don't know. I don't know if that was some American shit, like, they heard of Azealia Frida, and so they decided, but I would think that they would put Azealia Dantor on her or something like that. But just as someone who's a voodoo saint, just looking, Azealia Frida, I thought that was kind of different. I would not say Azealia Frida would be the first Loa, unless she was already with her and she just, whatever. But she's not usually a spirit that you place on someone to protect. Like, you know, even though every Lawa has the ability to do stuff, they all have a, you know, side to them that they can go into that mode, you know what I'm saying, and fuck somebody up. Every Lawa has that. It's just she's not known for that. So anyways, the way that I know this is because they were literally singing the song for Azealia Frida, right? And then, yeah, so she's basically like, you know, the little girl has protection, blah, 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 blah. I'm not really finna go through this whole movie because I really feel like it was okay. It was okay. I might have to watch it again because, I don't know, I was kind of like on my phone and stuff. But it was like... I just wanted to point out about that, I guess, kind of like tell y'all what was kind of going on so you guys can kind of have an understanding of why the girl survived at the end. She had the Lawa with her, basically, is why the girl survived. That other little, the little white girl didn't have no damn protection on her. And I don't even think the little girl was religious because she was the one who... she kind of brung the black girl into it, you know, into what she was doing with the Ouija board and stuff like that. And I don't know, I don't even know, like, on some real shit outside of the movie, I hear a lot of stuff about Ouija boards, and I don't know where that shit come from. It was made by supposedly a white woman, but I don't believe it. Like, first of all, Ouija, that sounds like African, you know, that sounds African or even fucking Indian, Native American, some shit like that. It sounds something like that. I don't believe no white person came up with some shit and named it Ouija. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? I don't know if Ouija is a spirit in itself. You feel me? Like, I don't, who is Ouija? Like, what is, you know, I don't know. But I don't know if people, I just don't understand the history of it. And a lot of times white people will take something that has been created by us and claim that they fucking made it for themselves. They do. We know so many inventions that have been created by African people, African American people, Indians or whatever, and that they tried to reinvent it or whatever. They do that shit to this motherfucking day. Baby, they take our braids and call them, what they call them, Bojack braids or some shit like that. Bo somebody. Boxer braids and all this kind of shit. Like, they reinvent our shit all the fucking time. They do it all the time. So I don't know where it comes from. But it seems that more white people to use that shit than black people, and whenever they use it, it's some negative shit that happens to them. Now, I do know people who use a real, with the planchette, I'm not talking about like a pendulum, I'm talking about the real Ouija board with the planchette, and they've used it and they've gotten accurate answers, and nothing has happened. Like, you know, nothing has been, it's never been an issue or whatever for them. And they're not even spiritual. They were just on some, like, let's have some fun kind of shit. So, I don't fucking know. You know, I don't know. But I would say, do some other kind of, like, divination to confirm if you are, that you need to do that. Because I have kind of like a Ouija board. It's different though. It's a different kind of a Ouija board. And they're like, when I ask my spirits about it, they're like, don't do it yet. They're like waiting for me to, they're like telling me when I, they like, we'll tell you when you can use it. Don't use it yet. Those kind of tools are very specific. They are very much inner world, outer world, meaning you are your inner world and the outer world. Okay. how can I say it? Like, you yourself are your inner world. And when you meditate, or can you, when you tap into your inner world through like meditation, through sleep, when you're having dreams, when you're having prophecy, prophetic dreams, prophetic insight, messages, intuition, that is your inner world. And you can then see it come and manifest in your outer world. With those portals, it's too much. It's a veil. It's very, very thin, where it's inner and outer world. And it's very specific, and you have to be very, very careful with it. And I believe that stuff chooses you. Divination tools like that choose their people. It's not for everyone. It is not for everyone. It's not like tarot, where, oh, anybody can do tarot and you don't even have to have intuition. You don't even have to be this and psychic. You can just do it. That is not that. It's not that. And that's why you need to be careful. And that's why you motherfuckers get fucked up. Because it's not a game. It's a portal. It's a ritual. It's a mediator. And that's the difference between, you know, like tarot. Tarot can give you insight into an inner world, someone's inner workings and stuff like that. Playing cards can give you a view of someone's inner workings, things of that nature. But it will become, hold on, what is this? But it will become your reality. The veil is too thin. I don't think that, I might have to go into like something at another time that can really just talk about like divination tools and, you know, stuff like that. I might have to do something else after this. So I just want to talk about that. The little girl ended up surviving in The Exorcist. And I like how they are bringing blackness and black people into occult movies and, you know, horror movies and stuff like that. I thought that was a great look. And that it was good. I think that, you know, the storyline was good. They did not make voodoo look bad. It was very realistic. Even the sign she was holding, or I don't know, that might have been like a real voodoo practitioner. I don't know who that is, but the lady did it good. That was a real Azili. That was a real Loa song. That was real. It was very realistic. So I think that they really found like a voodoo practitioner, a real mambo, to do that. And I would love to hear the interviews or the black people on that set, who played the mother, the father, and the daughter, what their experience was like doing that, and how did the producers or directors find the mambo, and how did they, you know, what was their research like? What did they do to make it come to life like that? Because it was very realistic regarding that. That's another thing I want to talk about. So since the girl, see, this is something, okay, this was good. I totally forgot that during the exorcism of the two girls, they had brought in, now she was supposed to be doing like Yoruba or something, but really she's just doing Americanized black people folk magic voodoo, just whatever. She's just doing whatever, because I'm sorry, I don't really believe you. Like, a lot of these people don't know what the fucking Orishas are. I'm sorry. I don't know who y'all connect is or what y'all be doing. And I think that's why a lot of y'all who claim y'all work with the Orisha end up mixing it with other shit, because y'all really don't know what the fuck that shit is. So she's just doing regular fucking folk. She's just doing regular fucking whatever, hoodoo, voodoo, folk magic, whatever the fuck, right? And she's there with the priest. So they have, you know, they have believers in there. They have priests. They have a hoodoo. So they have every person from almost like every part of like religion, basically to what am I trying to say? For protection, to do a part to bring a certain frequency or to do a certain ritual within the exorcism. So, you know, she was doing witchcraft up in there. Mm-hmm. Now, didn't they tell Jesus, oh, he's casting out Beelzebub with Beelzebub? Oh, okay. Y'all don't know nothing about nothing. No, she's not. She wasn't casting out Beelzebub with Beelzebub because she has God in her. And her abilities and her gifts come from God. And she's using it for the greater good. It's so simple. If y'all would really understand how the Bible works, a lot of shit would just be simplified for y'all. She's using it for the greater good. She's helping and aiding and doing the work of God in a different form, in a different way, beyond. While you motherfuckers is chanting and praying, she's doing elemental work with the water, the fire, the air, all of that shit, getting it correct. Okay? Which is all a part of the ritual. Having an exorcism is a ritual. Exorcising a spirit is a ritual. Invoking the spirit of God, invoking the Holy Spirit is a ritual. That's why they would bring in incense and gold and all these things, these offerings unto the Lord and holy water and all. These are part of the ritual. These are the elements that are needed, right? To invoke his energy, to invoke the power, to invoke his existence. So, yeah. What time is it? Oh my God. See, I'll be thinking I'm going to get on here and be real quick, and it's already about to be an hour. So I think that I'm going to kind of get off of here now. I just wanted to get on here and just talk a little bit. Do I need to give y'all a little reading? What do y'all need to know right now? Let's just give an overall reading for those of you under the sound of my voice. I'm also going to insert, I don't know if I've already inserted it or what. I might insert a clip that I already recorded or got regarding the Trina and Beyonce situation. So I might do that. But I'm going to go ahead and do this because I'm tired. I need to wipe this makeup off. Did I talk about the color purple already? I don't think that I talked about the color purple. I just seen the color purple. I literally just got back. And, I think that it was a wonderful movie. It was pretty good. It was really good. Fantasia, it was some parts that just had me kicking. Fantasia is really funny. I'm sorry. Some of her facials, but she's just really funny. Now, Taraji P. Henson, I wasn't really feeling her as Suge Avery, I'm gonna be honest. I think everybody did a phenomenal job, including her. She did a phenomenal job. I just don't think that part, like, she just really, I don't know. Like, when I think, I don't know. Taraji P. Henson isn't, like, I'm not sexually attracted. Like, she doesn't really have sex appeal to me. I don't know, just from her seeing her on TV and shit, she doesn't have that sex appeal or that aura of just, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't really, it's just, I don't know, something about her. She doesn't really give me MILF. I can't explain it. I don't know. Somebody that I would have loved to see do Shook Avery, that could have bodied it. I think Carrie Hilson would have bodied Shook Avery. I think Alicia Keys. I think Toni Braxton. I think shit, even Maya could have bodied Shook Avery. You know, I didn't like how Squeak didn't sound like Squeak, because that was very distinct in the original movie of her voice sounding like that, you know, sounding very squeaky and mousy like. I don't know. It was just, you know, certain things. Not everything can be perfect or whatever, but it was just certain things I looked at and I was just like, They said that they wanted to get Beyonce to play Shook Avery or Rihanna. Rihanna, no, she cannot do the accent that is needed. Unless they want to give Shook Avery a Caribbean fucking background, or, you know, try to write that in there somehow, or, you know, that she came from the fucking islands or so. I don't know, because her accent is too strong. Beyonce, I think Beyonce would have bodied it. I don't think that they wanted her to be the main focus for the movie, though. I don't think that they wanted her that, you know, people are just coming to see her, you know. I don't think that they wanted it like that. They wanted the movie to be good because it's good. So I kind of understand. I think that she would have took away from what they were trying to convey and what they were really trying to do. I think it would have been, you know, she would have overshadowed a lot of people. She would have definitely overshadowed Fantasia, who is really the star of the movie. So, yeah, I can see why they didn't really go with her or didn't make an effort or whatever. But, yeah, I just wanted to end that with that, and I'm about to do this little reading real quick. Hold on. So just want to know, what messages do you have for those under the sound of my voice? And I'm using my behavioral cards. Damn, why do we always get this goddamn card? Now, I only pull out this deck when I'm doing on this podcast, so that means rarely. But in this card, I mean, this deck has like 80 something cards in it. I don't know why I always get this fucking card. All right. So the first card that I get is, what do they need? As you interact with others today, ask yourself, what does this person need right now? Are they hungry, exhausted, overwhelmed, lonely? You can ask this of anyone, from a stranger to an intimate partner. It may be especially powerful to do so during a disagreement. Does this question affect your interaction? Is there anything you can do to help meet their need? Okay. Then I have, listen to the music. Music is often background noise that we barely notice. Today, listen to one of your favorite songs somewhere you won't be disturbed. Give it your full attention, taking in the whole song from start to finish. You might also be aware of how the music affects your body, mind, and spirit. Okay, so some of you guys need to
listen to something that may trigger, you know, some kind of thought, some kind of experience from you, for you, or some type of memory from the past that needs to be dealt with, needs to be processed, needs your special attention. Okay, and you may need to give someone else attention with asking what do they need. You know what I'm saying? Just pay particular attention to those that you deal with on a daily basis. It doesn't mean that you have to be hella close with them. This can be a coworker. This can be someone at the drive-thru. You know, I was at McDonald's a couple weeks ago, and I had asked a girl. I had to ask her, is she okay taking my payment and stuff? Because she just did not look okay in the face. And I had to really ask her, is she okay? And she needed to be asked that. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes you need to, even if you are going through shit, everybody is going through shit. Sometimes you get blessed by putting your ego aside. And your wants and your needs and your selfishness aside, to just inquire about someone else's existence and showing that you care about their existence can be a blessing to them and to you. So be aware of that. The last card I have is I Am Here. This is the card, y'all. I always get this card. I don't know who... Somebody here, y'all must love this card or this exercise or something. Y'all must like it because they bring it out for you. It says, sit or stand comfortably in a quiet space. Allow your eyes to close. As you breathe in, think to yourself, I am. As you exhale, think, hear. Repeat this for a few minutes. I am here. I am here. Gain momentum. Notice how your mind and your spirit respond to this simple declaration. Return to this practice during the day with your eyes open as needed. This is to affirm your place in this world. Okay. So I hope that was reassurance for you. And that will benefit you. I am really happy that I got on here tonight. And you will be hearing more from me. And I mean that. You will be hearing more from me. And I thank you guys for tuning in. Oh, let me do my outro. I forgot. Now, why the sirens start? Chill. This is ghetto. I love you.